producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
And say hello to the turkey. No, not TMB. We're in Turkey. It's Thanksgiving tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
What's going on, RSB? Good to be with you. Thanksgiving tomorrow. I can't believe it.
I know. I've been fasting for a week to make room for the whole turkey. And we're just excited. You should do something really small and tiny tomorrow because you're hosting a tremendous event next week that could last for a year with the kind of things that are going to be going on. So
we are. We're really excited that as of next Thursday will be the first day of our 2-day event here in Nashville for the Truth About Cancer and our charitable donations and our award ceremonies. And it's going to be a blast. You're going to be there with us, RSB, and we're really excited about not only giving a good amount of money to natural cancer charities, but also to honor many people in the natural health, natural cancer treatment realm that have worked, you know, for a long time to get this message out there. And you're going to be one of them.
What do I get the TMB award, right? No, is it, what are we calling these things? The TTAC award, Quest. What do they call?
They're the Truth About Cancer Lifetime Achievement Awards.
Whoa!
So you're gonna be one of the first recipients of a Lifetime Achievement Award, and it's really, you know, one of the things I try to do with this, Robert. Everybody that's going to be there at the dinner, at the charity celebration, the donation event. Every one of the doctors is worthy of a Lifetime Achievement Award. I mean, it's like a who's who. But what I wanted to do was not only consider that, but also consider who has affected the truth about cancer in a positive way and has been instrumental in us getting the word out to literally tens of millions of people. And you are definitely one of those that fit both categories, not only lifetime achievement, but really instrumental in the truth about cancer being what it is today. So those are really the two criteria that I look for.
It wasn't that 20 I slipped you, but when no one was looking.
Well, hey, you don't have that on video, do you?
No, I don't think anybody saw. No, I blew it. I told everybody. Oh man, I am just honored, honestly, to be. You know, that's the thing where we say we joke about Dr. Rasha Bittar, but what took him so long to connect us? And it's like no looking back since then. And that's been one of the most extraordinary additions to my life, TMB. You and your family. And the things we've been able to do together. Quite honestly, I'm just so blessed and humbled by our friendship and that our families are connected and that we are, you know, reaching more and more people all of the time.
Yeah, we are too. We're really thankful for you and your family. It's just going to be great to get together and honor these people that deserve to be honored. And I tell you what, there's some really exciting surprises in store for next week. So pumped to see you and the family.
Yeah, well, we'll tell some more stories, and we're going to be doing some live radio from there next week in Nashville, which is very exciting.
You know, real quick, while we're talking about the event, you know, we can talk about Wu-Tang, right?
Oh, yes, this is big news. Does everybody know the Wu-Tang Clan? Super Don, do you got your ears on? I don't know. He's hanging out with his family, and they're pumping him full of alcoholic beverages now, so I don't know if he's going to be completely sane and sober for us, but I know he's going to help cover the bottom of the hour because Jerry Doyle called and wants me to report on some news stories while he's live on the air. So, but the Wu-Tang Clan, they're a very popular music group. I think they have a special genre of music that maybe not everybody's familiar with, but they're some pretty, let's say, well-regarded musicians, this Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, they really are. And so here's what's interesting, Robert, that they recently sold an album called Once Upon a Time in Shoalin, and it's a conceptual album that only one copy was made. It's kind of like a total collector's album. Nobody is going to ever have this album except the one person that bought it. And apparently, they whoever bought it paid in the millions, maybe even tens of millions. I don't know the amount of money, but paid a lot of money. So Wu-Tang Clan wanted to donate some of that money to Truth About Cancer, because apparently they've been following our work since the first of last year when we launched our first documentary, and they're big supporters of what we do. So they have donated an undisclosed amount to us, and we're going to in turn donate it to a couple of charities of their choice that are doing natural cancer research. So really exciting news. It just got released yesterday on I think Reuters and a lot of other PR places. I know.
Yeah, we've got it linked up, and we're going to add it into the show notes and blast it out right now through the social networks, through artnews.com. Sole copy of Wu-Tang Clan's new album sets auction record, selling for undisclosed figure in the millions. And even the Beatles, you know, they have a record that was like worth hundreds of thousands. They haven't come close to what the Wu-Tang Clan did with this. And it's just so wild that they set, you know, a parameter on it that you can't release this album commercially until 88 years passes. Wow. I mean, you would talk about owning an exclusive. And then for them to turn around and say, you know what, we're going to take some of these proceeds and donate them to the Truth About Cancer to get the word out about all the natural cancer cures, the real ways to prevent cancer, not the American Cancer Society, not the pink Komen race for the non-cure. I mean, that is huge news, and I'm just shocked that they allowed that to be in there in the article itself. So that's fantastic. The inroads that are being made now, TMB, it's just hard to fathom. This is happening.
It is, and we were really pumped that Tariq, the guys that's really behind Wu-Tang Clan. He's not necessarily one of the singers, but he's really one of the leaders in the Wu-Tang Clan. He's the one that's been in contact with me, and they're just really big proponents of what we do and believe in our mission. And it's really cool that in the press release they actually listed that they're going to be donating some of the money to the Truth About Cancer. So they actually listed us in the press release.
It's huge, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool, man.
It is so cool. Yeah. Well, listen, we'll have more announcements about things happening. And as I said, we'll be out there in Nashville next week with you. And, by the way, TMB, one of the folks that we connected on, of course, our friend Daryl Wolf, Dr. Wolf. He's got Dr. Yes. Detox. We announced yesterday he is our new Friday feature. Because, Dr. Frank King, our good buddy, and he's still our good buddy, he's going to be appearing only once a month now because he's got his own show, which is great.
Okay.
I feel like I'm the farm team. I'm helping folks to get out the message, and then they go on like Dr. King did. It was awesome. But Dr. Detox is super, and we're going to crank up Detox Fridays with him starting this Friday, this holiday Friday.
No, that's awesome. Daryl's a great guy. I've known Daryl a long time. Probably longer than just about anybody else that's going to be there at the banquet at the awards next week. He was a big supporter of what we're doing a long time ago, before a lot of people had ever heard about us. So great guy, great friend, full of knowledge, and I think
his
personality is going to be, you and him are just going to click great on the show together.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you first get together with somebody and you're aligned in purpose and spirit and mission, you still got to learn about each other. And I think there's a lot of cool stuff that the Robert Scott Bell Show audience is going to love about this guy, because he just builds on what we already know to be factual and true about healing and health and empowerment and, you know, tapping into the health and healing on all levels, not just physical, but the emotional and spiritual levels as well. So we've got a lot of great healing happening on Fridays for sure.
Yeah, that's going to be great to have Daryl on Fridays. I'm excited for both of you. It's going to be a good addition to the show.
Yeah, so looking forward to that. But in the meantime, here we are, TMB RSB, together as we are each and every week, going outside the box. And our first outside the box official story that we're talking about, Thanksgiving terror alert. It's like, oh my gosh, they're threatening, is ISIS attacking? We've been covering stories like that. No, they say don't fear the terror, fear cancer and heart disease. And, you know, the first thing that came to my mind, TMB, is not, no. Don't fear cancer and heart disease. Fear the doctors who would dare treat cancer and heart disease.
Yeah, well, you know, the first thing that came to my mind is don't fear the terrorists, fear the government. But, yeah, fear the doctors, too. So
well, and the government-sanctioned doctors, right?
Yeah, yeah, same wavelength, different station, though. Yeah, yeah, absolutely right. So, you know, that's one of the things that both of us talk about, Robert, in our lectures, is the iatrogenic deaths each year, the iatrogenicide, which is death by doctor. And it really is amazing that you're much more likely to die from a doctor's procedure than from any kind of a terror attack or anything. I mean, it's not even in the same ballpark. But, you know, the thing is that they put out these types of articles about the terror alerts and how we should be afraid and be very afraid because fear is used to control us. Fear is a great it's a great motivator, but it's also great at controlling the masses. And, you know, that it goes back to a quote from Hermann Göring, who was Hitler's right-hand man at the Nuremberg trials. And he said that it's easy to make people want to go to war. All you have to do is tell them they're being attacked and then denounce anyone that's for peace, call them anti-patriot or unpatriotic, and then, you know, that they're exposing your country to danger, and then they'll join the bandwagon. He says it works the same in every country. And that's mm-hmm. the truth, that this fear, this terrorism alert, this fear is only being used to manipulate the masses and to control the masses.
Well, when will the masses rise up against the medical community? And again, when I say that, it's like I'm not saying that all doctors are evil. I mean, they're trapped in a horrible system. But quite honestly, when we talk about cancer, what are they doing genuinely to prevent cancer? They're spouting out like platitudes. Eat better. Don't smoke. Right. Don't be obese. It's like, you know, I can get a second grader to say that. But the reality is, how do you prevent cancer is a lot more detailed than that, even if you could say, well, they're in the ballpark. But, you know, they're so far, they're almost outside the park.
And it's not only that, but there's very few of them that are even going to give you any kind of preventative tips, even if they're not good tips. Most of them don't even consider prevention. That's not even part of the equation. You know, in October last month, you know, running for the cure, why don't we run for the prevention of cancer? Because that would be the key. I mean, prevention, wouldn't you rather prevent a disease than have to treat it once you got it? So the key really to success in this cancer, this fight against cancer, this cancer war, whatever you want to call it, is to be able to prevent it from coming to you when you're one of the, you know, 1 in 2 men, 1 in 3 women that are going to be diagnosed. You don't want to be in that group. And so the key is to prevent it, prevent yourself from being in that group.
But running for the prevention, according to their perspectives, would be running to raise money for more ionizing radiation scans for women's boobies.
Well, radiation is good for you, right? It's healthy. and like Mike Adams said in the Quest for the Cures last year, if radiation's so healthy, why don't they just turn Fukushima into a cancer treatment center?
Right. And you know, if radiation's so healthy, why don't we all become hot pockets and jump in the microwave?
Hey, that'd be a good
No, don't do it. I'm just kidding. Don't become a hot pocket. More Thanksgiving discussion with TMB as we go outside the box, outside the turkey, the turkey, get in my belly, right? Say it, get in my belly. We'll do some more healing, broadcast healing with TMB, RSB, maybe hear from Super D. After the break, lots to go, man.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth about cancer, a global quest. It is streaming right now, if I'm correct, TMB, for free through the holiday weekend. Is that right?
I should know. I'm not sure when it starts or whether it's tonight or tomorrow. I was thinking it started tomorrow, but
I have a sense it might be going out already. But either way, whenever you're...
Go to the truth about cancer. Well, you can click through on Robert's website. You got a banner up right on.
Yep, we got a banner. Yeah, click on that.
Click there.
Yeah, that good-looking guy, TMB. Uh-huh. Click on it.
No. But yeah, no. Click on Robert's banner. It'll take you right there, and you get the free weekend. I think it runs from about now, maybe tomorrow morning, whenever it starts. I should know, but I don't.
And you're a busy guy.
I think it's through Sunday night, so you'll get three or four days.
Yeah, and share it with your friends because this is a life changer. It's changed already so many lives for the better. All right, we're talking about prevention. We talked prevention of cancer. What about prevention of heart disease? Remember the whole idea of prevention to a doctor, an allopathically trained medical doctor, is to take a statin drug. Lower your risk by lowering cholesterol, despite the fact that the science shows that cholesterol doesn't cause heart disease, and despite the fact that higher cholesterol levels are correlated pretty strongly, powerfully, with longevity and cognitive function that is optimal well into your elder years.
Robert, you're just being silly saying that kind of stuff. What, have you been reading the studies?
Outrageous.
You're not supposed to read the studies, Robert. You're just supposed to go along with a mantra from the mainstream doctors that says take your statins. But no, you're absolutely right, Robert. I mean, the studies are showing that cholesterol is not the cause. It's an after effect of heart disease, and that it's actually healthy, and that people with high cholesterol actually live the longest. You don't hear that from the mainstream. And why? Why do you think that is, Robert?
Oh, let's see. I don't know. I'm new to this show. What can you enlighten me with here?
Well, I mean, you know, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think's running the decisions of these big companies? Would it be health or money?
Stockholders. We got to get the stock up. Get that stock up,
money,
you know?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Heart disease doesn't take a holiday, neither does the stock market, even though it does, right? And we got to keep that. We got to keep selling those drugs. We got to keep promoting the bypass surgery. You know, my dad, God rest his soul, you know, he did about half the things I told him. Unlike mom, who does all of those things, and she's, you know, we talked about mom. You've seen her. She's out dancing. She's in her 80s, and she's doing great.
Yep.
She just got back from visiting her sister in England. And my dad, unfortunately, had a triple bypass. You know, I tried to say, hey, Dad, you know, you could do chelation therapy, for instance. But, you know, it was a bridge too far for him, and he lived a few more years. But that's a devastating surgery. And even if you're like, oh, we cleaned out the arteries by doing this, or we replaced the arteries by doing this, and we've taken some veins from your leg, and we inside out them, and then we put them onto your heart, it's so devastating, that type of surgery, that there are, you know, there's a downside long term.
Well, there is a downside. Surgery is extremely shocking to the body, no matter what kind of surgery, whether it's minimally invasive or a full heart bypass. I mean, it's a shock to the body. It's extremely stressful to the body, any kind of surgery is. You know, the reality when you're talking about heart disease, Robert, is that most of the things that we think are not heart healthy are heart healthy, and most of the things that we think aren't.
Yes.
Right? I'm mixed up on my R's and R's. But
so just do the opposite what the FDA says.
It is. I mean, what are we told? We're told, you know, stay away from coconut oil. That's saturated fat, bad for your heart. Reality is, that's exactly the opposite of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We're told, stay away from butter. You should try margarine, you know? Well, that's exactly the opposite. And actually, butter can be, is I believe it's healthy for
your heart. It's heart healthy, yeah. Absolutely it is. Good so, quality organic.
Yeah, so, I mean, but these are things that if you ask 100 people on the street, 99 would say, no, butter will cause heart attacks. It'll increase your cholesterol. Coconut oil, no, bad for you. What should you use? Well, use vegetable oils. Why? Because the big pharma or the big agri, they control the commercials that are on television, and that's where people are educated today, is through commercials, not through real journals like you just quoted.
Funny enough, TMB, our good buddy Jerry Doyle from the Jerry Doyle Show asked me to be on his show, so I'm going to ask you to cover the third segment with Super D. Super D and TMB together, and guess what the topic is? The very thing you just mentioned, the fats and the oils. I did a video for Epic Times on the subject, and I talked about how dangerous vegetable oils are, especially when you cook with them.
Right.
And, oh my gosh, he said, I gotta cover this tonight. So,
cool.
TMB, can you do that for me with Super D?
We'll hold down the RSV fort for you for the next segment, good buddy.
Okay, do some good stories on censorship or TSA agents dealing in coke. You know, good stuff like that.
Oh, sounds fun. Sounds like fun. We'll miss you, though.
No problem. I'll be back to wrap it up with you in segment four. But TMB and Super D covering Outside the Box for RSV as he goes over to JD, the Jerry Doyle Show. Be back soon.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Whey today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Whey. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think we're back.
Did we? We're back there, RSB? We're back.
No, he's talking with JD right now.
He flew the coop, didn't he?
Yeah, but that's okay. JD's a good guy, so it's always good that when he can get on Jerry's show.
and kind of spread a message that a lot of people may not hear otherwise if we weren't on Jerry's show. So it's always always a good deal.
Yeah, it is. I was waiting for RSB at the end of the last segment. He said, you know, TMB and Super D are going to take over. RSB is going to go over to JD. And then I was waiting for the BRB at the end, but he let me down.
BRB, yes. OMG, yes.
Yeah, so
speaking of OMG.
Yeah.
Speaking of OMG, you know, we've talked about the TSA on this show before. And there have been a lot of different things that we've pointed out that are kind of absurd about what's going on, whether it's them, you know, sticking their hands down your pants, you know, in front of everybody and mm-hmm. you know, being awkward or making old ladies in their wheelchairs have to get out and you know, remove their colostomy bag because it might be a bomb or something like that.
Yeah. Isn't that for our safety, Don?
Well, absolutely.
Aren't we safer because they humiliated the veteran and made him take off his prosthetic limb to make sure it wasn't a bomb? I mean, don't you feel safer that they do that?
Well, we had the underwear bomber. You know, we might just have the colostomy bag bomber, too. So,
yeah, it's really absurd. I mean, it's just security theater is what it is, and that's all. You know, I've shared this story with RSB before, but I'll share it again because it's worth it. You know, this is the topic at hand, the TSA. I was at New York LaGuardia Airport, and I opted out of the full body radiation nudie nuker machine to be patted down, to be molested basically, because I don't go through those machines. And you know, the guy asked me why, and I told him I'd done research and it turns out that those machines actually do cause cancer, and you know, you've got a cumulative effect of the radiation, and not necessarily ionizing radiation, but there's other damage that is done with the millimeter wave machines as well. But at that point, he said, "Man, I knew they were lying to us when they told us they were safe." So he calls over the head of security of the TSA there at LaGuardia, and he said, "Tell him what you told me." And I told him about the cancers that are being caused and so forth. And he said, "You know, I knew that they were lying to us." And he said, "All this is that we do is just nothing but security theater." He said, "We're not keeping anybody safe. This is just theater." And that comes from one of the head TSA guys at LaGuardia. They know that it's really just it's window dressing, isn't it, Don?
Well, okay. I mean, you know, I'm always the one that's trying to stay objective. Do I think that the guys in TSA there are thinking that they're doing their job and they're protecting America and Americans from terrorism? I do think that they are under the impression that what they're doing is, and to a certain degree, do I think that it may be doing some good? Sure. But how many times do we have to have one of these guys that will walk in through a line, okay, and they've got, you know, like three fake bombs and a knife and an AK-47, you know, and stuff like that, you know, they're right. Like literally walking through the line and get on the plane before we realize that, you know what, it's not really working. I mean, if the guy wants to get on the plane, he's going to get on the plane. So, you know, it's a reactionary thing, and I firmly believe that the situation where everybody's got to take off their shoes and they can't take on their water or their shampoo, you know, and all this stuff, that mm-hmm. the terrorists are just laughing their butts off over the fact that we're, you know, we're running around in circles like the Three Stooges over here, you know, over, you know, all of these regulations and the TSA and all that stuff, when in reality they know that when they want to try and come and do something, chances are the TSA is not going to be standing in the way.
Well, no, that's because whenever they come to do something, it'll be coordinated with our government. So, I mean, they're not going to have to worry about the TSA. I'd have to disagree with you when you say that maybe it's doing a little bit of good. The only good it's doing is it's enslaving the United States populace. So, I mean, if that's your definition of good, then yeah, it's doing some good. Yeah. But I'd have to disagree with you on that. But that's okay. We can still have a civil conversation. But I do agree, though, with you.
No, I think we need to fight and argue over this because I'm just kidding.
But I do agree with you, though, that the TSA agents, probably the lower levels, they really do think that they're protecting the country. They really do. But the reality is that, and this is not being mean towards them, but the reality is they're not necessarily the brightest of people. They are not hiring super intelligent people as a general rule for those that are being the screeners. This comes from within the TSA. They are not hiring people over a certain IQ. because right. they want people that will follow orders and do what they're told, even if it seems stupid that we would have to remove a 3-ounce thing of shampoo, or that even if it seems stupid, you know, that we'd have to take our shoes off to, and then they swab your socks after you walked across 30 feet of open floor. So whatever is on the floor, you're getting on your socks, then they swab them. But anyway, I digress. The reality is, I think that they do think they're doing good at that level.
I did, because when we were traveling around with the cannabis and the uh-huh. cannaway people, I did end up going to Chicago, and I was standing in line, and mm-hmm. I actually got pulled out of line because they thought they detected explosive residue on my hands. And I was sitting there thinking, what did I have in my hands that would resemble explosive residue? I'm not sure. But they actually had to go and do like a double check, and then they found out everything was okay. But, you know, you were saying that they're hiring people that maybe aren't at like the highest level of IQ mm-hmm. and stuff like that. I would have to say, I mean, wouldn't you agree that at least they're not hiring people that would be like drug dealers and stuff?
Well, I don't know. I've seen some that would pretty much, you wouldn't be able to distinguish from drug dealers.
Unfortunately, they have, because there's this article over here at Natural News, and just recently, they found that not only are the TSA people, listen, TSA workers, they're human, okay? You're going to have good people, bad people, stuff like that.
Sure.
But, you know, you'd think you'd hold the TSA people to a higher standard, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are the guys that are protecting us from the terrorists. Well, apparently, there were a few people here over in the San Francisco International Airport that not only were stealing your laptops and stuff and everything in your luggage, but apparently they were abusing their authority and their privileges in order to smuggle cocaine.
Cocaine, yeah. So this is from the Department of Justice. The defendants were assigned to San Francisco Airport, I think is where it was. They arranged for passengers carrying narcotics in their carry-on luggage to pass through the X-ray machine at a security checkpoint without being adequately screened. So they basically used their authority to funnel the people that they knew had the cocaine on them to where they wouldn't get their luggage wouldn't get checked.
Right.
You know? And you know what? They do have, I mean, and it's not just TSA agents. I was shocked, man, at the authority that these people have that are working basically working at the concession stand at the airport, right? The TSA agents, those people that are like even handling luggage when you come in from overseas. So this is a story I want to share. This blew my mind. We come in from New Zealand. This is several years ago. We had all this luggage. We had like, five of us at that point, all of us had 2 bags, so we had 10 huge bags of luggage. Okay, we could have had anything in that luggage, but we came into LAX, and we had to get over from the international terminal to the domestic terminal to catch a flight to San Antonio, and it was like 45 minutes, and I gave a $100 bill to one of the luggage guys, and I said, here's our 10 bags, we got to get it to there in 30 minutes, get me through customs, and I'll give you another 100 or whatever it was. I think that's what I told him.
Right.
He grabs one of his friends, they get our bags, they put them on a cart, we are jogging with them as they look at the customs agents that are going through everybody else's bags. They just wave at them and give them a thumbs up, and they let us through without even looking at our bags. Okay? And I'm sure that they have a deal that if we get a tip, $100, $200, you let us through, and we'll split it with you. And that, I mean, so if it only takes a couple $100, I mean, it didn't take much to buy these guys off. Or these gals off, these TSA agents that were responsible for helping this cocaine to be smuggled in.
Well, yeah, that kind of blows a hole in the image of the TSA being the protectors of the American people and keeping terrorists from entering the country. What, you got $100? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and I was really shocked. I mean, I was glad to get through there, but I was at the same time shocked to believe that, or to realize that that's all it took to go through customs.
So these guys really had no idea. They had no idea who you were.
No.
They didn't do any kind of checking of your ID or, you know, hey, wait a minute, you know, we got to run you through the computer or anything like that.
Nope. We got our bags, put them on a cart and started jogging, and they waved at the customs agents and they gave them the thumbs up, and we didn't get anything looked at.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, you wonder how often that goes on, but, you know, we're looking at this article about the TSA agents that were helping bring in cocaine. I mean, you know, maybe they're paying them $1,000 a day or whatever. That's big money to most people. That's a lot of money a day. And I mean, but when you look at the money they're making from smuggling cocaine and the drug money, I mean, it's chump change, but it's probably enough to buy off some agents. Apparently it was.
I'll bet. Yeah. So, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. We've also got a story here I want to talk about. Where is this? Oh, yeah, the Amazon now plastering Nazi symbolism across New York City while banning books that question the government.
Absolutely. Jim Fetzer. Now, I had not heard of this gentleman. Had to do a little research at him. Actually, Mike Adams did an interview with him over on the new network at talknetwork.com, where you can also pick up Robert's show. Mm-hmm. And, interesting guy. He wrote a book basically stating that the government narrative about what happened at Sandy Hook is not accurate.
Right.
And he actually claims that nobody – I don't know about this. I really haven't looked that much into the Sandy Hook incident. Okay, I'm aware of it. But he claims that nobody died at Sandy Hook.
Well, here's what's interesting. Now, Fetzer – I learned about Fetzer and started listening to his interviews 10 years ago, maybe more, about 9/11, because he was very vocal against 9/11, the official story. But it sounds like we got music coming in already.
We do, but the short story is that Amazon banned his book.
Yeah, they banned his book. Which, you know what? He probably got more publicity from this banning than he would have ever gotten from the book otherwise.
I think you're right. All right, going to a break. We'll be right back. I think RSB might be back, too.
Yeah, RSB's going to join us at the other side of the break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gel, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, I'm back. JD was great. Just a heads up on your holiday, what do you call them, mashed potatoes? Are you guys doing mashed potatoes?
Oh, yeah, I hope so.
So, yeah, and JD was on set talking about his recipe for mashed potatoes, and he says his friends tell him he's putting too much butter in, and I said, JD, you can never put too much butter in your mashed potatoes. And if you know mashed potatoes, you know I'm telling the truth.
You put mashed potatoes in your butter.
Exactly. And remember, organic, clean butter is healthier than vegetable oil. I'm just saying. Yeah, especially if you're trying to fry stuff up and cook it with vegetable oil. Not a good plan. Now, so I heard you guys, you mentioned while we were on the break that you were talking about the censorship issue. How Amazon, you know, has this whole television series about Nazis if they had won the war, and so there's Nazi symbols everywhere, and of course that's offensive to a lot of people, obviously. Yet they censored a book on Amazon about Sandy Hook that claimed nobody died at Sandy Hook, and I thought that was a little bit of an inconsistency with Amazon there.
It is, but the reality is, and Don and I were talking about this over the break. They are a company that can choose to do what they want, you know, and so the reality is I think this has done great for Fetzer's book with them banning it because I guarantee you 10 times more people have heard about the book now because of the fact that they did ban it.
That's true.
There's other outlets that will sell it.
You want to raise demand for something, ban it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, and listen, I don't know that I totally agree with Jim Fetzer on a number of things that he talks about. But the freedom to express yourself, the freedom to have alternative points of view and talk about things that go against what the official story is, whether you agree with it or not, that information has just as much a right to be out there as the official story.
Right. And so, the reality is, too, Super Don, that you know, mm-hmm. something like this, if nobody died at the Sandy Hook, if that is that is really that outrageous to them, if it's that, you know, fringe, well, then why not publish the book? I mean, it, look, if they published a book that said the moon is made of cheese, who's gonna, is anybody gonna ban that? As weird as it sounds, you know. Well, no, because the fact that it's not threatening to anybody. But this nobody doubt at Sandy Hook is really, it's threatening the official story concerning Sandy Hook, and it might make people look deeper into it, and that's the reason they're banning it, not because of that race.
I agree. And so, listen, you know, basically what's happened here is because they went and banned the book, mm-hmm. you now, actually, if you go to Natural News and you look at the article that Mike put up there, Jim Fetzer actually gave Mike permission to allow people to download the book for free.
Yeah, nice. PDF version. Yeah,
that's right.
So more people than ever are going to be exposed to an unofficial story about a horrific event.
Yeah. So, oops.
This kind of goes back to Superdome, what we were talking about last hour. TMB, you saw this story as well about sharing these so-called fake stories. Somebody makes up a story and makes it sound really real, and then everybody starts sharing it, not realizing they're participating in a hoax. But there's so many hoaxes that are every day perpetrated by the mainstream media, but because they have the official story and they have a little bit more outreach and money, their stories become the reality because they happen to shout them louder for longer periods of time. And that's, the bigger the lie, the easier it is to believe.
Well, you know, and it's not just the bigger the lie, too. Sometimes it's the most outrageous, the names, they're easier to believe. I'm talking about the Asiana crash from a couple of years ago in 2013, where the poor news lady out in San Francisco said that they had found out they were breaking the names of the pilots. They were Captain Something Long and Wee Too Low and Bing Bang Ow. Stories get shared sometimes without really people thinking about them or vetting them the way they should. You know.
But yeah, even in the mainstream, like I said, you can't count on them to do it right. But they do read the news well, and she read it exactly as it came across her teleprompter.
Wee Too Low. Awesome.
Yeah.
Wee Too Low and Bing Bang Ow.
Ow. Bad. That's so bad. I mean, you got to feel guilty for laughing at that one, Super D. No guilt in your body. No. My goodness. Well, we're about at the end of the outside the box show there.
No,
TMB.
We can't be. We can't be.
It got here so quickly. I don't know how did you get here.
Oh my goodness, it's over. Well,
but you know what that means.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody tomorrow.
Yeah, gratitude for you, my friend, Super D, op-ed out there. Thanks for Judy Irwin to stop by. That was a nice surprise visit to do some Right Frequency last hour. And next week, TMB, we'll be together Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, Truth About Cancer. Yeah, thank you, my friend. Love to the whole family. Vitamin L coming through the airwaves right now because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.